Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi. I was dictating on Dana McGillivray, but somehow it was disconnected. So date of relation for this patient is, patient name is Dana, D-O-N-N-A, McGillivray, M-C-G-I-L-L-I-V-R-Y. Her date of birth is 10-22-1965. Date of service is 2-28-2022. This is for comprehensive counseling. Patient was seen by a doxy. Patient has given a consent for telehealth appointment. Subjective and objective data. Patient was discharged from XSN Macomb, Oakland Hospital after staying for 48 hours due to the insomnia and the period. Patient has history of chronic alcoholism, and she described for the last 3 days he was not sleeping, therefore she drink alcohol and get intoxicated. Period. Although yesterday she was discharged and she described she is feeling better, she is sleeping all right. She was discharged on naltrexone 50 milligram daily, which she is taking. She knows it is anti-craving medication. I further discuss about the side effect that it increases SGOT and SGPT, and her enzymes are high. Therefore, she has to get it repeat every 3 to 6 months from her primary care physician, to which she agreed. She describes the medication has been helping her. She denies any depression, sadness, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She was alert, oriented, tall, Caucasian female. Her mood was pleasant, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought was organized. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any personal feeling. Immediate memory of fear, recall was fear. Judgment sight sometimes limited. A period patient has been looking forward to join a job as a nurse period to the SSLT, and she will keep taking her medication. Patient was counseled and encouraged to develop self-control and avoid not to drink alcohol, which may be interfering with her life and cause problem with the depression and symptoms of insomnia. Assessment bipolar disorder, alcohol dependence, recovering from alcohol withdrawal. Plan continue gabapentin 100 mg 3 times a day, Seroquel 200 mg at bedtime, Trileptal 300 mg 3 times a day, Melatonin 5 mg at bedtime. I will discontinue Vestril, 30-day supply of the medication order, risk benefit and side effect to explain. And it was encouraged that she should avoid drinking alcohol, to which she agreed. End of dictation. Next solution. On David Sabo, D-A-V-I-D, Sabo, S-A-B-O, date of birth is 6/23/1977, telephone number is 586-422-4840, date of solution is 2/28/2022, subjective and objective. David, patient was seen by a doxy, patient has made it, given a consent for telehealth appointment. David described that he has been doing better, he got injection of Prolixin Deconate 25 mg intramuscularly last Thursday. He's taking his medications and he is getting support from his family and he's feeling better. He denies any depression, sadness, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any personal feeling. His judgment side seems to improve. He denies the patient was encouraged to compliance and also encouraged to have support from the family, and I try to involve in church activities, to which he's agreed. Patient has been having history of schizophrenic chronic paranoid and has been making improvement, yet he does not like to come on video and mostly talk on phone, yet he is on Japexa 20 milligram daily, Lamictal 50 milligram BID, and Prolixin shot 25 milligram intramuscularly every 3 weeks. Assessment schizophrenia chronic paranoid, symptomatically stable. I have plan, continue with the current plan. I have given prescription of Japrexa 20 mg at bedtime, Lamictal 50 mg BID. 30-day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect was explained. Patient was increased to compliance. There was no involuntary movement. AMC score was 0. Prognosis guarded.